That is It's Too Late, Carole King. It is 14 minutes to 11 here on Mornings Right across regional WA. Charlie Mills with you for the program today. And I'll take you to the wheat belt now, because did you know that in the town of Coolin, it's home to the largest water slide in the state outside Perth? It's a pretty amazing and unusual sight to see. It rises out of the ground on the outskirts of town. It's been there for a little while now, just over two decades ago. It was when the town was faced with a declining population, councillors in the remote farming town, they gambled on this as an unlikely solution. They bought an 182-metre-long waterslide and transported it from Queensland's Sunshine Coast to the Wheat Belt. And the manager, he's been keeping some records on how many people go up and down and up and down again. And on the final day of the season, a new record has been set. Mark Gilbard is the Coolin Pool and Slide Manager. I spoke with him a little bit earlier this morning. On this Monday morning, we have a new record set. Tell us about it. So what is this new record at the Coolin Water Slide?
Yeah, so basically we've had a challenge going on down here. However many times you can run up and slide down the slide in the four-hour block that it's open on any given day that it is open. And the record was set by a young fella, I think, a couple of months ago now, and he did it 90 times in 2 hours and 40 minutes. And a fellow Nick Watson from Canberra called through yesterday. He'd been through Coolin a while back and wanted to come back and give it a crack. So he said strategically left it till the end of the season so it couldn't be broken. And he's actually done it 98 times in, I reckon, just under 3 hours. And he said it could have been given or take two either way, so he might have done 100, but he said, let's just call it 98. Huge effort on the day, so yeah, done well.
A very big effort indeed. 98 times down the same water slide. You know, he's being humble there. He's saying, well, it might not be 100. He's staying on 98. Mark, when we look at things like, you know, the Guinness World Records, they're pretty stringent on what you have to do to set the record. Is there any parameters? So what do you have to do to be in the running?
Oh, no, not really. No parameter set. He basically asked me before he sort of started it, who's keeping tally? And I said, mate, look, it's basically an honesty system. I mean, if we wanted to get technical, I've got cameras up there anyway. But, look, we've got slide attendants who are keeping track of things. Not that they're counting every lap that he's doing, but they've got a rough idea how many he's done. But it is purely an honesty system on the day. And, yeah, look, he just kept going up and down, and he had to put thongs on his feet, same as the other last fella, because the stairs can wear a bit on the bottom of your feet, so he put them on for a while, and then he just kept going, so hats off to him.
So there's a real physical impact to it. How was he doing afterwards?
He said his legs were a bit tired, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And he said he was looking forward to a beer, but no, he was still in good spirits. Look, when he finished it, it was pretty much spot on 5 o'clock. So if he had have started when it opened, he might have got to 110 if he wanted to, 115. But because he started sort of about an hour later, and it's a case of having to shut the slide down at 5 o'clock, whether you've done 100, whether you've done 98 or 96, but that's, he was happy with that anyway. So, yeah, that's when we shut it down. So, yeah.
On ABC Radio, you're listening to Mark Gilbard. He's the Pool and Slide Manager at the Coolin Pool. He's speaking about a new record that's been set 98 times down the slide in just under 3 hours. Now, the young man who's taken this record, he has taken it from a young child in the area who did it 90 times. If you heard from the previous record owner, record holder, are they going to try and challenge it?
No, well, look, they are from down Secret Harbour, I think those guys, they were just travelling through too, and I think he might have been around about 16, I think, years of age, very fit young fella. And Nick, I'm not going to say what age he's over the phone because he might come back and haunt me, but he's not 16, I'll put it that way, so yeah, but very fit bloke. I don't think it'll be, well, if the young fella comes back that did it last year, he'll give it a good crack if he wants to. He still had an hour and 20 up his sleeve left to go. But we'll wait and see what happens with that next season.
All right, maybe we'll have to see if he comes back next season. It is the end of the season, Mark.
year, and it's the biggest season we've seen since we've been here. Numbers getting up around 250 through the gate on some days when the slide's open. Huge for the town, what it brings through town, and people just talk on their way, and it gets put more. Definitely the biggest season we've had, and early morning swimming down here has been a huge hit this season. You know, we were getting up to 15 in the mornings from 5:30 through to 7. And we're trying to swim all the way around Australia. So basically what we've done at the moment is we've swum from Coolin all the way to the West Coast, and we're halfway, well, probably at the bottom of the Gulf of Carpentaria at the moment. So as a town, we're going to go all back down the East Coast here and head back to Coolin sometime in the next couple of years.
A pretty big effort from the town there, and another successful season under your belt, Mark. Congratulations. Congratulations to the new record holder, and thanks for your time on the program today.
No worries at all, mate. Thanks for the call, and hopefully we'll see everybody back again next November.
Anything new about the slide? Do you start to appreciate the curbs a bit more on slide 97? What do you think? Would you do it that much? Would you take on that challenge?